Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting salutations upon the best of creation صلى الله عليه وسلم. As the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated that an individual who recites durood salutations 200 times on the day of Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive 200 years of his sins. Subhanallah. Another question can arise that I haven't lived up to 200 years. Of somebody who used to recite, he didn't get to live up to 200 years. So how is this possible? And the ulama have stated that a person who recites the durood 200 times and his 200 years of sins are forgiven, but he doesn't get to live that long. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins up till the age he has reached, and the remaining years he will put the reward of good deeds into that individual's account. Subhanallah, so it's a win-win situation for a believer. And honestly, 200 times the durood sharif may only take 5 to 10 minutes. As-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these are sentences of durood. You can recite this 200 times on the day of Friday, and the bounty and the blessing is such that Allah will forgive 200 years of your sins. And if you don't live up to that, Allah will include the remaining years as good deeds in your account. So you should try to make a habit of reciting as much salutations as we can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program Siratul Anbiya, the lives of the prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam, in which we talk about the affairs which took place in the life of the Anbiya, in which we look at those things which strengthen our iman from the tribes and from the nations of the Anbiya. We also look at those nations who were tormented and punished, and we take heed from those. Today we're going to talk about Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu was-salam. He is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has been mentioned in various places of the Quran, but in detail in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Al-Hud, Surah Al-Hijr, Surah Al-Shu'ara, and Surah Al-Ankabut. These are five places in which he has been mentioned in depth. His name is Shu'aib alayhi salam, but he is known as Khatib al-Anbiya. He is known as orator, the speaker of the Anbiya, because of his eloquent speech. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him the power to speak. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that some speech is like magic, because when a person listens to it, it encompasses him into the fasaha and the balagha, into the eloquence of the speech. And just as magic casts an illusion over a person's eyes, in the same way, a speech of an individual can sometimes cloud or hinder a person's judgment because of the words which are coming out of his mouth. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he would mention Shu'aib, he would say that he is the orator of the prophets. This is because he addressed his people in an exceptionally fine manner, and he maintained courtesy and forbearance, and he was very eloquent in his speech. Therefore, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam referred to him as that. Now, when we look at the prophets, we come to know that prophets normally get sent to one nation, one group of people. But with Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam, was sent to two groups of people, the Madian and Aika. And it was never before or after Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent one prophet to two groups. The first group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them a severe torment in the form of a screech or an earthquake. And the second time, the people of Aika, they faced a terrible punishment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of the canopy. And geographically, we need to learn about a place which is known as Madian. And here Midian is that place we say that Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to as a messenger, and his duty involved bringing the people of Midian towards the rightly guided path. And the word al-Aika is used to refer to as a forest or a thickness, as this city was located between forest and meadows. And the Quran referred to them as the people of Aika, meaning the people of the forest. And this city was near Midian, and its residents had no relation to the tribe of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran has made references to two daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salam. Now Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, he has a very high rank because he is also the father-in-law of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because when we study the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we will see that Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam married one of his daughters off to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Sayyidina Shu'aib was known amongst his people as a highly trustworthy individual. This is why he mentioned, he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inni lakum rasulun amin. Translation comes with Iman, I am indeed a trustworthy messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. Now, the people of Midian, they were involved in sins and crimes, and there was a very long list of the sins and crimes they used to commit. But we will mention a few. The first one was that they rejected the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to worship the idols. They were ungrateful for blessings, deceiving when they would measure, meaning when somebody would go to a shop to take something, the shopkeeper, he was unjust. He would cheat the people. He would weigh more. He would weigh less and charge them more. And another sin they used to commit is giving people their goods in short measure, spreading mischief by murder and other sins, raiding people and robbing them, being cruel to the poor people, shaming others because of illness and poverty. And the list goes on, but we will look at one or two sins that they used to commit. Firstly, the sin of being ungrateful for blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me and you such ni'mas, such blessings which are unimaginable. Allah Ta'ala has given us countless blessings, from our physical body to around us, to our family, to our wealth, to our occupation, to anything we can think of is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi writes that when an individual, he stops being grateful for the blessings which have been given to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns those exact same blessings into punishment for him. How? It has happened because, imagine a person, he's unable to bear a child. They do not have children. And he spends his days and nights in worshipping Allah to give him a child. And then ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him a child. Now this child which has been given to him as a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not upbring that child in a proper manner. He does not raise that child well. He does not look after him. He does not give him Islamic knowledge. Now that same child is going to become the reason that the parents are having sleepless nights. Now the child is the same reason that the parents are fed up of him. So that what started off as a ni'mah, that which started off as a blessing, has now turned into a punishment for those people. Has now turned into a punishment for them. So you should always be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that He grants you. Another sin that they used to commit was they used to shame people for illness or poverty. And we need to ask ourselves that, are we involved in this? That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you better health, Allah ta'ala has given you better looks than somebody, Allah ta'ala has given you a better figure than somebody, do you shame them for not having that? Or if somebody is poor and Allah has given you wealth, maybe when you're driving a nicer car and you pull up with somebody who hasn't got a nice car, you make fun out of him. Maybe because you're wearing designer branded clothes and somebody isn't wearing designer branded clothes, that you make a mockery out of him. If this is the case, then we need to ponder over ourselves. And we need to ask ourselves that nations in the previous ummah were tormented, were punished due to these sins. And I am indulging in the same sins again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from committing such sins. Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to preach to his people and he used to tell his people to come upon the right path. Whereas the people, they would object. They would say that we are the chiefs, we are the tribe leaders. Why should we believe in something that you believe in? And Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam would say, because I believe in that Rabb, I believe in that God who is the owner of the east, and he's the owner of the west, and he's the owner of the skies, and he is the owner of the earth, that every single thing that we see around us, it is because of that Rabb that I worship. And it only makes sense that you worship him. Like in the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim, he broke the idols down and then he put the axe around the big idol, and when they came to ask him, he said, why don't you ask your idols? And they said, our idols don't speak. And Sayyidina Ibrahim said that, why do you worship something which cannot benefit you and which cannot harm you? So the people of Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, they never brought iman upon him, and they used to disobey Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam. So what happened was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicted heat upon them, that their bodies started to heat up. So they went home and they poured waters over their bodies to bring some coolness to them, but there was no coolness that was brought to them. And then as cloud appeared, and it was a dark, thick cloud, and people thought that rain is going to come from it. So they all gathered underneath that cloud. And when they were underneath that cloud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala picked them all up, threw them on the floor, and made fire come from the clouds, which burnt all of them. And this was the result of those individuals who went against the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who went against Tawheed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them in a very severe manner. And this happened to both nations of Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. One was taken away by an earthquake and the other died in this matter. So we should be very careful when it comes to disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to take a person accountable, then he is very severe in his accountability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive any mistakes that have been made. Ameen bijahin nabi al-ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.